This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Congress is positioning itself for the second term of President Bush. Lawmakers are meeting in Washington in a lame duck session, cleaning up some post-election business. Among other things, they have to raise the legal ceiling on the national debt so the government can borrow more money to keep operating. Both parties have also been formally electing their leaders for the next 2 years. And today, House Republicans face a sensitive task. They will meet to consider a matter that affects their majority leader, as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
House Republicans will vote today in a closed session on whether to make rules changes that could shield their powerful majority leader, Tom DeLay. Right now, House Republicans have an internal rule that if one of their leaders is indicted for an offense punishable by 2 or more years in prison, that leader must step aside. Today, Republicans will vote on whether that rule should stand, and here's why. A Texas grand jury has indicted several of DeLay's top staff on campaign finance criminal charges, and there are signs the majority leader himself could be next. Here is how Speaker Hastert responded yesterday when asked if he supports the rule change that would keep DeLay in his post if he were indicted.
That's going to be the will of the conference, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
DeLay is also staying quiet about the measure. His press secretary says in order to allow rank-and-file Republicans to come to their own conclusions about the proposal without undue influence from their leadership. And it may not take any influence to get the rule changed. Though DeLay has been admonished several times by the House Ethics Committee, he still enjoys very strong support among House Republicans. DeLay is a tireless campaigner and fundraiser for his party, and many thank him for its increased majority in the House this fall, due in part to redistricting in Texas. As one Republican aide put it, there is a sense that DeLay has, quote, taken a bullet in the chest week in and week out for his party. Many Republicans, including DeLay himself, have said the indictments coming out of Texas are pure politics, and several Republican sources said this rule change is just a way to fight back. But if it goes through, it will make waves. Republicans first adopted this rule in 1993 as a way to show their high standards of ethics when a powerful Democrat was under investigation. Yesterday, House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi said a rule change would send the wrong message.
It's interesting that the Republicans not only have had a low standard for the ethical fitness of their leaders, they now want to lower that standard, that even someone under indictment could serve in the leadership.
And there was another surprise on Capitol Hill yesterday. The intelligence reform legislation that many thought was dead until the new year showed signs of life. Up to now, negotiations on the bill had been stalled over the amount of power a national intelligence director should have. If a deal were reached, the final bill could come to the House and Senate late this week or during the weekend. And not a moment too soon for 9/11 victims' families. For months, many have been quietly persistent in their lobbying for intelligence reforms called for by the 9/11 Commission. Beverly Eckert lost her husband in the September 11th attacks and yesterday stood waiting to catch Speaker Hastert. She seemed to be reaching the end of her patience with the process. She said if there is no intelligence reform bill, the victims' deaths will be meaningless, and America can expect more terrorist attacks.
At least if these reforms are implemented and there's a terrorist attack, I think Washington can say we did everything we could. The president said he would have moved heaven and earth had he known what to do and how to do it to keep al-Qaeda from attacking our country. Well, this is how they can do it. If they don't do it, they'll have blood on their hands.
So whether the intelligence reform bill or the DeLay rule change materializes, one thing is clear. During this lame duck session of Congress, a lot is going on behind closed doors. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.